glory to God. That God has spared our lives. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Let's thank God for his marvelous work among men. The psalmist says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. So, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, want to see the power and the glory of God today. Therefore, we are going to tell the Lord, we really appreciate you because we know your presence will be felt here. More than never before, we are going to see the power of God in manifestation tonight. We are going to see the glory of God. We are going to see the wonders of his healing. We are going to see the wonders of his transformation. We are going to see the wonders of the upliftment of the souls of men to higher ground. Let's open our mouth and thanking him. When praises rise to God, miracle descend from heaven. When praises rise to God, wonders descend from heaven. Therefore, let's open our mouth and really thank God from the depth of our heart that we are here once again, that we are living souls in the sanctuary of the Lord. The dead are in the mortuary, but God has spared our lives. We are not among the dead in the mortuary. We are living souls in the sanctuary of the Lord. Therefore, the psalmist said, he said, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. He said, because thou hast been my help, the restorer, in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. Rejoice before the Lord today because we know God is here before us. He's here to touch our lives. He's here to bless our lives. He's here to solve every problem. He's here to carry every burden away. And that people will be willing to praise God, to exalt him in the day of his power. The people of God will be willing to praise him in the day of his power. Let's open our mouth and bless the name of God. As praises rise to heaven, blessing will descend. God take delight in the praises of his people. Today is the day of liberation. Today is the day of the power of God. Today is the day of the mercy of God. Today is the day of breakthrough. You have come to the presence of God tonight. God knows you are there. Forget the problem. Forget the sorrow. Forget the anguish. Forget the problem. And just praise the Lord tonight. Because God will definitely visit us. He will visit us. He will touch us. He will help us. He will lift up the burden. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I laden with heavy yoke. He said, I will give you rest. The Lord is here to give us rest. The Lord is here to lift up the body. The anointing is very much here today. And because of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Because of the anointing that is here today, in the sanctuary of the Lord, the yoke shall be broken. Share up my brother. Share up my sister. The Lord is here before you. He knows the burden of your heart. He knows the desire of your life. He knows where the shoe is pinching. He knows. Therefore, share up. There should be no doubt tonight, God will lift up the burden. God will lead us to the greener pasture. God will nourish our lives. God will heal the sick tonight. God will set the captive free. God will break the yoke. God will comfort your heart. You will go home today with great joy. The power of God will be released, and you will go home happily. In Jesus' name we are prayed. We're going to tell the Lord tonight, Lord, visit me. Lord, visit me. Lord, I have come before you, visit me. Open your mouth and talk to God tonight. Lord, I've come before you, visit me. Lord, I've come before you, visit me. You are the healer of no comparison. You are the helper of the needy. You are the lifter of everybody. You are the one that one will come to and will not go empty-handed. Oh Lord, I know you are here today. Oh Lord, visit me. Oh Lord, touch my life. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. The helper of the helpless, help me. Ezekiah came to the Lord. He said, we don't know what to do, but we know you have every solution to the problem of man. And he went away happier than he came, because God gave him assurance that that problem will be dealt with. And the same thing God is telling you today, that problem is solved already. In Jesus' name we are praying. Our Father, we thank you very much for what you have done already. You have brought us to the sanctuary table, and your banner over us is love. We are here with great expectation, and we know our expectation will not be cut off. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, as we look up unto you, help we descend from heaven upon our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We are prayed in Jesus' name.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we are grateful unto you for bringing us to the power night of today. We know, Lord, that all of us here will be blessed. All our mountains shall vanish away in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you will anoint our Father in the Lord, that all our needs tonight shall be met in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto Christ our Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Honor, power, majesty be unto Christ our Lord. Glory, hallelujah. our majesty be unto Christ our Lord. We've come to say thank you. We've come to say thank you. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. We've come to say, we've come to say, all we have to say is thank you, Lord. What shall we say unto our Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. What shall we say unto our Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. We've come to say, we've come to say, all we have to say is thank you, Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer, offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. As we offer unto thee the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Into the house of the Lord, we bring the sacrifice of praise. Into the house of the Lord, as we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, as we offer unto thee the sacrifice of praise. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord, holy as the Lord, holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Jehovah, you are the most high. Jehovah, Jehovah, you are, Jehovah. You are the most high God, Jehovah. Most high, Jehovah. Jehovah, Idebube. Jehovah, Idebube. Jehovah, Idebube, Nebanon. Jehovah, Idebube, Neligwe, Ibueze, Neluwa, Inachachi, Nalamo. Na Jehovah Idebube Neligwe Ibueze Nelua Inachachi Nalamo Ibudike Na Jehovah Oh Logun Loluwa, Oh Logun Loluwa, Oh Luwa ni oruko re, Oh Logun Loluwa, 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 Oh Luwa ni oruko re, Oh Logun Loluwa, Loluwa. Oluwa ni oruko re ologun loluwa pass me not o gentle savior hear my humble cry while on others thou art calling do not pass me by, Savior, Savior, Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me. Tonight is that night, amen, that night of victory, amen. Tonight is that night, amen, that night of power, amen. Tonight is that night, amen. The night of feelings, amen. Tonight is that night, amen. The night of feelings, amen. We are moving on to the victorious city. Bye-bye, failure. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. Goodbye, failure. Goodbye, bye-bye. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. Goodbye, failure. Goodbye. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, sickness. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. Goodbye, failure. Bye-bye. Moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. We are moving on to the victorious city. Goodbye, failure. Bye-bye, failure. Bye. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Is able, able. Thy bones shall rise again. The blind shall see today. The lame shall walk today. Lord Jehovah, to do all things is able, able. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Bad anointing. Jesus breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Bad anointing. Jesus breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks the yoke. Bad anointing. Jesus breaks the yoke. Anointing breaks. My God can do all things. Oh yes, He can do all things. My God can do all things. Our God can do all things. My God can do all things. What manner of man is Jesus? What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made that lame to walk. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are all welcome to the evangelism training session of tonight's Power Night in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the session we are about to have now on evangelism training. We pray and ask that you will speak to us and help us to arise to do what you want us to do in the area of preaching the gospel to the sinners around us in Jesus' name. We will obey you and you will bless our lives. Thank you so much for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Evangelism, as we know, is every believer's ministry. And the preaching of the gospel is a serious assignment that God has given to every believer. Once we receive the gospel message and become saved, God expects us to take the same message to the sinners around us and persuade them also to get saved. And the time that we have to do this work is short and uncertain. We must make haste while the opportunity remains for us to do so. In our session tonight, we are looking at our urgent response to the Macedonian call. Our urgent response to the Macedonian call. We are looking at 3 points in the message tonight. The first point is the meaning of the Macedonian call. The meaning of the Macedonian call. The second point is urgent response to to the Macedonian call. Urgent response to the Macedonian call. The third point we'll be looking at, consequences of ignoring the Macedonian call. Consequences of ignoring the Macedonian call. We look at the first point, the meaning of the Macedonian call. In Acts chapter 16, from verse 9, Acts chapter 16, we read from verse 9. The Bible says there, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Verse 10. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord has called us for to preach the gospel unto them. The Macedonian call is the end time cry of the lost for help. It is a call from sinners to believers around them to come to them with the gospel message and bring them out of their lives of bondage to sin, Satan, sickness, suffering, sorrows, and so on. Every sinner is in serious bondage and desires freedom. In Romans chapter 7, in verse 22. Romans chapter 7, verse 22 says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Every sinner has that struggle, that cry inside. They need deliverance. Even though at times when you go to preach to them, they may not easily agree. They don't really know what they want. But they are crying for freedom, for inward liberation. And we know we have passed through it before, and we can understand what they are passing through. We are supposed to go and talk to them and bring them out. In Romans chapter 8, verse 22, Romans 8, 22 says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The sinners are crying for deliverance, and they need us to give them that deliverance. God wants us to respond urgently to their call and to take the gospel of salvation to them before it is too late. Too late for them or too late for us to do so. And that is the main aim of the Great Commission. That is the purpose of the Great Commission, that we should go to the sinners and help them out. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Bible says there, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That was what the Lord was telling the disciples. He was talking here to the disciples, as we see in verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. He was talking to the disciples. And as we ourselves today, we are disciples, the Lord is talking to us. I pray that we will hear what the Lord is saying, and we will rise up to do what he wants us to do in Jesus' name. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his coming, at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of your ministry. The Macedonian call is a call for us as believers to rise up and go and preach the gospel to the sinners who are everywhere around us. Whatever we can do to reach out to the sinners, in whatever way we can reach them, the Lord wants us to do so. Especially as we know what God has done for us in bringing us out of our life of sin, we should go and tell others so that they too will come out. In John chapter 1 verse 43, John chapter 1 in verse 43, John chapter 1, let me read from verse 44. Verse 40 says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. In verse 43, the day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael. Immediately he had to go and look for Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. This is what the Lord expects us to do. As we have received the gospel message, we will go and look for others, our brothers, our friends, our co-tenants, those that are our village, those that are from the same village or villages around, as many as we have contact with, we will tell them what the Lord has done for us. In Acts chapter 8, verse 46, Acts chapter 8, verse 46, still looking at the meaning of the Macedonian call, going out to preach the gospel to the sinners. Acts chapter 8, in verse 46, verse 4 to 6. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Philip went out to answer that call, to share the gospel message with the sinners around, and the Lord backed him up. As we also arise up to go and do the same, the Lord will back us up in Jesus' name. Point two, urgent response to the Macedonian call. Urgent response to the Macedonian call. Delay is the last thing that can be tolerated when there is a distress call. Urgent situations demand urgent action. We must respond to this call by arising quickly and going out to seek the lost and give them the message of life and salvation. That is what God expects us to do. For too long, many of us, we have sat down doing absolutely nothing in this regard. The Lord wants us to rise up and do something for him. We must respond to this call by arising quickly and going out to seek the lost and give them the message of salvation. In Acts chapter 16, in verse 10, Acts 16, verse 10, after Paul has seen the vision, we're told in verse 10, after he has seen the vision, immediately we endeavor to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord has called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Today we know very, very well that the Lord has given us this assignment. Immediately Paul saw the vision, he rose up, immediately they went down to the work of preaching the gospel. Immediately they left for Macedonia to go and do the work. In John chapter 4 verse 35, John 4 35, the Bible says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. The Lord wants us to arise and go into the harvest field to harvest the ripened fruits before they are destroyed. We must not delay. We must do it urgently. In 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9, in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9, we see a very good example of what we ought to be doing, how we ought to take this assignment. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9 says, "Then they said one to another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" They have discovered a source of food. There was scarcity everywhere because of the battle that the city had been facing. But all of a sudden, God made bountiful provision. And the people who were dying of hunger needed to hear about it. And initially, these lepers were helping themselves. They didn't want to spread the message. Then it occurred to them that they were not doing well. And they resolved that they were going to broadcast the information. And today, we are not doing well if we do not share the gospel with the sinners around us. They need it as much as we did. And we should rise up and take it to them. Otherwise, we are not doing well. But by the grace of God, we shall do well in Jesus' name. I said we shall do well in Jesus' name. In Jonah chapter 3, in verse 1, Jonah received this assignment. The first time he got the assignment, he didn't do it. But the second time, he went. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.' So Jonah arose." By the grace of God, we will arise. "So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.' So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast." And today, as we rise up to go and preach to the people, they will believe God through us in Jesus' name. And they will rise up and come out of their sins in Jesus' name. We must plan out our lives and create time for doing the work of evangelism. Yes, we have so many things to do, so many activities. But whatever is important to you in life, you make time for it. You may not have time for other things, but whatever is important, we will make time for it. So we need to plan our times, our lives, and have enough time to go out to share the word of God with with people. Other activities should not crowd out this all-important work from our daily lives. We are told in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that there is a time for every purpose, everything that we want to do in life. Let us give the time for evangelism to evangelism. And the Lord will use us as instruments to bring sinners into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Point 3, consequences of ignoring the Macedonian call. Consequences of ignoring the Macedonian call. A lot is at stake with the Macedonian call for all believers, and we must not ignore it. Whenever we disobey God and His commandments, there will be consequences. Whenever we disobey God's commandments, there will be consequences. We are told in Luke chapter 12, verse 47. In Luke chapter 12, verse 47, it says there, Luke 12, 47, "And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." There will be consequences if we don't obey God. What are the consequences we will likely have? Number one, there will be loss of the harvest. Loss of the harvest. Those people we ought to have reached, some of them will die before any other person will get to them, and they are gone. They are lost in eternity. Number two, there will be loss of divine favor. When you are in the habit of disobeying God, you will lose the favor of God. We are told in John chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus said that because of the way he obeys God, God was happy with him and God was pleased with him. If we do not go out to share the gospel with the people, we will lose divine favor. Number three, there will be loss of spiritual strength and grace. Frequent disobedience to God will lead to gradual loss of spiritual strength and grace. Number four, there will be loss of upliftment opportunities in the kingdom. It is God that lifts us, people. And when we do what makes him happy, he will lift us up gradually, one by one. But when we continue to just do what annoys him, God will leave us alone. Number five, there will be loss of our spiritual standing. We are told in Luke chapter 13, verse 7, Jesus said, cut that tree down. It is encumbering the ground. It will not bring forth any fruit. Cut it down. I pray that God will not cut you down in Jesus' name. Number six, there will be loss of answers to prayer. John 15, 16 says that it is when we go out and bring forth that God will answer our prayers. And finally, there will be loss of heaven at the end. We are told in Ezekiel that if we fail to preach to the sinners that God has sent us to preach to, they will be lost, but the Lord will require their blood at our hands. My prayer is that God will not require anybody's blood at your hand at the end in Jesus' name. It will be all losses when we do not respond to the Macedonian call as God expects us to. But we can change all that today by making up our mind to retrace our steps of disobedience. Things can change for us as from today if we rise up to do what the Lord expects us to do, which is to seriously preach the gospel to the sinners around us. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, before we pray, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, the Lord is asking this question. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, also I heard the voice of the Lord, and I believe you are hearing the voice of God tonight. It says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. What is your response to God's call tonight? To go out and share the gospel with the sinners around. Will you go? If you are one of those that will go, bow down your heads and tell the Lord, here am I, send me. I want to go and share this. Let's rise up as we talk to God in prayer. Let's rise up and tell the Lord that you are going to obey this Macedonian call that the Lord will send you. You are ready to go. All the excuses that have been hindered you from going before, the Lord will help you to put them aside. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord, repent of your disobedience all this while, that you have never gone out, you have never obeyed this call. The people are there. The Macedonians are all around us calling for help. Can't you rise up and go and help them? Tell the Lord tonight that you are going to do it. That you will no longer disobey. You will no longer close your eyes. As if you are not hearing their cries for help. All around us we see sinners and we fail to reach out to them. The Lord can help you today. Can help every one of us to arise and go and do this work. Tell the Lord that you are going to do it. Who will go for us? Who will I send? Tell the Lord, here am I. Send me. And the Lord is going to send you. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, we call upon you tonight and ask that you will forgive us for our negligence of the past. And help us that from today on, Lord, we will rise up and go to do this work in Jesus' name. Help us that nothing will hinder us any further. And as we go, Lord, we pray you will give us fruit. As you help Philip in Samaria, Lord, we pray the same way. You will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise the Lord. We are here tonight to receive the power of God. And I know that the power of God will not elude us in Jesus' name. We're going to rise as we call upon God, that the God of power will visit us tonight. Open your mouth and talk to God. Ask the Lord, you have come tonight, the Lord will visit you. He will visit you. He will touch your life. He will send help to you. The yoke will be broken. Open your mouth and start talking to God. Greatness belongs to God. Power belongs to God. And he has come tonight to visit us. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. God is here in our midst tonight. He will touch our lives. He will touch our lives. He will bless our lives. He will be gracious unto us. King David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 11, he said, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. O Lord, thou art exalted as head above all." Power belongs to God. He will visit you. That blind man was told, "Cheer up. He called thee." You are right in the presence of God. Why worry when you can drop that burden at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why worry when you can pray? Tell the Lord tonight you are here. You want God to touch you. Casting all your cares upon Him, because He cared for you. You want the Lord to touch you? Just tell the Lord, "Here am I today. I cannot help myself. This sickness, I know you are the healer. You are the helper. This problem, I know you are the one that can take it away." Today is the power night. The power of God will touch you. The hand of the Lord will lift you up. God will lift up your head. The psalmist said, "There are many that are my enemies, but thou, God, you are my glory. You are my shield. You are the lifter up of my head." Tonight, the Lord will lift up your head. The Lord will give you victory song. The Lord will touch you at the very point of your need. In Jesus' name we are praying. It is time to give our tithe and our offering. And the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, shall it be measured to you again." You have your tithe and offering there. You have what you have brought to the Lord. Raise it up now as we pray before you offer it. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the liberal giving of your people. We are asking, O God, that you will replenish the apostles in Jesus' name. Amen. You will provide for all, that we will come cheerfully to give abundantly at all times before you in Jesus' name. Amen. We know you will give back to us as we give. We give you all the glory. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our leaders are around you. Drop the offering as the bags are going around you. We still continue in the mode of prayer. We are here tonight casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Don't allow the bag to pass you. You may need to open your eyes so that you can see those who are passing the bag, so that you drop your bag. And as quickly as you drop your offering, you drop what you have brought into the bag, you continue with the prayer, with the in the session of prayer, continue to tell the Lord, "Here am I, O Lord. Here am I, O Lord. Here am I, O Lord. I know you are the God of power. You are the God of might. You are the God of ability. You are the God of strength. You are the God who does not fail. And I want to assure you tonight, anointing is here to break the yoke. God has prepared our Father in the Lord, our teacher, our prophet. God has prepared him to bring the blessing to you today. I want you to look up unto God tonight. Oh Lord, send your help to me. Oh Lord, meet me at the point of my need. Meet me at the point of my need. Oh Lord, lift up this burden for me. Oh Lord, break this yoke in my life. Oh Lord, you are the one that I am trusting in. I know you will not fail me. I know you will not fail me. Before you go tonight, you are going to see the power of God. You are going to see the mercy of God. You are going to see the goodness of God. That problem will be over. The Lord will break forth into your life. The Lord will catapult your life to greatness. This is what God will do in your life. Just keep on telling the Lord, "Visit me, O God." Use our Father in the Lord for us. The Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke will be broken. Because of the anointing, the yoke will be broken. The yoke will be broken because of the anointing. In Jesus' name we are praying. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for great things you have done today. We know that there is great expectation tonight, and we have come before you. You will surely meet us at the point of our needs. Amen. You will surely break every yoke. Amen. You will surely carry our burdens. Amen. Lord, today, as we come before you, we know our expectation will not be cut off. Amen. Your name will be honored. Amen. Your name will be lifted up. Amen. Your glory will be seen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. We know you have answered us. We are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. We are welcome to the Thursday Power Night in Jesus' name. Today is our Power Night, and we know that every time we come, it is with great expectation. God has never disappointed our expectation, and today He will not disappoint your expectation. You have come with your need, you have come with great expectation. I want to tell you that the power of God that is here is greater than that your expectation. The Lord will meet you at the point of your need in Jesus' name. We want to quickly listen to this announcement before our Father in the Lord will come to minister to us. As we all know, anytime we gather together, we have those who are worshiping with us for the very first time. If tonight is your first day of coming to this church, can you please signify by raising your hand? If you are coming to be with us at the Power Night, please, can I see your hands up? Thank you very much. Because we want to recognize you, we want the sleeve to go round. There is a sleeve we are sending. Just take it and then fill your name, and the blessing of God will be upon your life in Jesus' name. In this church, we have three important meetings. Today is one of those dynamic meetings we have in the church. Today is the day of the Power Night. The power of the Lord is always with us. The name of our God is always doing wonders. and the glory of the Lord will come upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name of our God is a strong tower. The righteous run at him and is saved. On Thursday, we have our revival and evangelism training service. It's a clinic for us where we are revived, where the power of God descends down. God has never disappointed us. And he will not disappoint us in Jesus' name. On Monday, we have Monday Bible study. It's a period of in-depth study of the Word of God. And as we come every time, we study the Bible in depth. And then we receive understanding, enlightenment. And that makes us to be stronger in the faith and makes us to be great ministers in the vineyard of God. Every Thursday, our Father ministers to us through the satellite. And then 6 o'clock is the time. On Sunday, we have our refreshing Sunday service. It starts by 8 o'clock. And the blessing of God will be upon us in Jesus' name. For this coming Sunday, our brethren in Group 2 will be coming here, while those who are in Group 1 will remain in their different district. The blessing of God will be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All these programs, they are designed for our benefit. And the Palai Bible Church is very close to you. Anytime we are not coming here, very close to you, we have a Bible, the Deeper Life Bible Church there. The blessing of God will come upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then we want to remind all our group pastors and all district kitchen commandants to please wait briefly tonight to see us at the usher stand. All our group pastors and all district kitchen commandants, let's wait tonight to see us. Tonight, the Lord will visit you. Our Easter retreat is coming. Every time, the Easter retreat has always been a refreshing time. The blessing of God will come upon your life in Jesus' name. The next one is coming this coming month. Let's prepare for it, and the blessing of God will come upon our life in a mighty way in Jesus' name. We're going to rise up, and we are going to commit ourselves into the hand of the Lord. Tonight is the day of the power of God. The night is the day of the mercy of God. God will look at you with his mercy. God will visit you. God will touch your life. God of heaven will give you laughter tonight. God will give you joy tonight. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for our great expectation tonight. We are praying, O Lord, you will do great and marvelous things. Your name will be glorified. Lord of heaven, we pray, as we look up unto you, heaven will be open on our behalf. Thank you, Father. We are prayed in Jesus' name.
And everybody said, I welcome you to Power Night tonight in Jesus' name. It's a night of verifiable miracles in your life. I see you, I see miracles. Looking at you, I see the power of God coming upon your life. Those who are here and those who are everywhere, as you hear the word of God tonight, know that this night in particular is for you. And those on the internet and media, wherever you are, alone by yourself, and you are connecting with power tonight. And look at you there, you and I tonight, we will not miss it in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Why don't you raise up that hand? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight because you are going to touch your people. Miracles tonight. Power manifestation tonight. Deliverance tonight. Moving up mountains tonight. Verifiable miracles in every life. Confirm it, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, I read from verse 4. Surely There's no doubt in the word of God. Surely, there's no doubt in the promises of God. Surely, there is no doubt in the manifestation of the power of God. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Tell me what you see here. And with his stripes we are healed. Somebody there is going to be fulfilled in your life. With his stripes we are healed. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 8. And I read from verse 16. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out. And he cast out every negative sin tonight, cast out. Every oppression tonight, cast out. Every tormenting spirit tonight, cast out. Anything tormenting your life, hindering you from moving forward, everything you have feared until today, they are cast out in Jesus' name. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed how many of us? And he healed how many of us today? And he healed all that was sick. But why? Because they shouted. Because they had great faith. No, look at this. It says that it may be fulfilled. God is jealous over his word. And God is jealous over the prophecies that have been made. And he wants to make sure that every word of his that came out of his mouth is fulfilled. That's why you are here tonight. There's going to be a fulfillment tonight. In your family, a fulfillment. In your place of work, a fulfillment. The word of God will be yes and amen in your life tonight in Jesus' name. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, not an angel, himself, not a man, himself, Jesus Christ himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Thank God you got it tonight. Amen. Verifiable miracles. What kind of miracles are you having tonight? Say it aloud. Verifiable miracles. I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 25. Being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness. The rest is for you to read out aloud. By whose stripes ye were healed. Tonight I'm talking to you on complete healing and health by his stripes. Complete, total, full, entire. There'll be no subtraction in your miracle. I said there'll be no subtraction in your miracle. Total, everything the Lord has for you tonight, you will carry, go home. You will possess. You will experience. I'll see it in your life. Complete healing and health by his stripes. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the proclamation of your healing and health. Underline the word your. This one is yours. The proclamation of your healing and health. Number two, the prescription for your healing and health. That's a prescription. And once you follow the prescription, take the prescription, it is sure and definite. You are going to get your deliverance, your healing, your miracle, and the power of God will be upon your life in Jesus' name. Number three, the preservation of your healing and health. We get it, we're going to keep it. We get it, it's going to be permanent. You will not be up and down, in and out, and sick and well again, permanent healing and health for every one of us in Jesus' name. The preservation of your healing and health. Point number one is the proclamation of your healing and health. You see, the Lord has made the proclamation for you to understand His love for you, His care of you, and your expectation should match the proclamation of the word of God. I'm looking at Exodus chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 26. This is yours. Say, this is mine. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. I thought somebody there will say amen. Amen. Which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. You know, sometimes you look at things around you and you see something that should not be there, but you think in your mind, maybe that he put it there and he has a reason for putting it there, and so you go by, leave that thing there. Or maybe it's the wife. It's my husband put this one here. He must have his reason for putting it there. My wife put this in there. She must have a reason for putting it there. And then you ask, Daddy, did you put that thing there? No, I didn't. My husband, did you put that thing there? No, I didn't. My wife, did you put that there? No, I didn't. Then we can remove it. God said any sickness on the life, on the body of a child of God, he has not put it there. We must remove it tonight. Jesus must remove it tonight. The Holy Ghost must remove it tonight. He said, I will not put, I will not put, I will not put on thee any of the diseases which are brought upon the Egyptians. As you're looking at yourself, maybe God wants me sick. He said, no. Maybe once God wants me to suffer this. He says, no. Everything the Lord has not put in your life will be removed tonight. Every evil plant the Heavenly Father has not planted in your body, in your kidney, in your lungs, and in your livers, in your eyes, in your head, in your brain, in your leg, everything tonight, go in Jesus' name. And then he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. What a proclamation. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Look at Psalm 107. I'm reading from verse 20. Psalm 107, I am reading from verse 20. It says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I want you to understand, the word is the servant of the Lord. The word is like an angel of the Lord that is sent to go and do something. And the servant of the Lord, an angel, or Jesus Christ serving the Lord, or the word that is sent forth, will not come back and say, you sent me, but I couldn't do it. Everywhere, every person, the Lord sends the word to you, there's going to be an accomplishment. He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word. Tonight, he's sending the word of power into your life, the word of deliverance into your life, and the word of renewal in your life in Jesus' name. Those nerves that are getting weak and dying, life has come. The nerves in your eyes and the backbone and everything that is wrong with you, life has come tonight. Where is that life coming tonight? Is coming to you over there. He sent his word, he sent his word, he sent his word, and healed them. The word cannot fail. Remember, he spoke, it was done. He sent his word, let there be light, it was done. He sent his word, let there be ocean, let there be waters, it was done. He sent his word, let the fish come out of the river, it was done. Anything he says, that the devil cannot contradict him. Evil spirits cannot contradict him. Occultic powers cannot contradict him. He's sending the word tonight. I said he's sending the word tonight. And he's healing them, delivering them from all their destructions. Thank God the word is coming to you tonight. It will enter into your marrows. It will enter into your brain. All that insanity will vanish away. Madness will vanish away. Every yoke will be broken. I rejoice with you. The word is coming to you, setting you free. Look at Isaiah chapter 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts, I'm too sick, I don't think I can get anything. That's your own thought, that's not the thought of God. I'm down, and the doctors told me that I have just a limited time to live. That's not God's thought about you. You have not finished your work here on earth. It's going to prolong your life. And it's going to heal you tonight. I see that healing coming your way. I see that deliverance coming your way. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, as the rain comes down. Look up here for a moment. Let's say, for example, rain is coming down. And somebody stands in the rain. And he has whatever in his hand. And he says, go back, go back, go back. Will the rain go back? I said, will the rain go back? Showers of blessing coming upon you tonight, coming down. Go back, go back. Can anybody send it back? Showers of healing. Showers of miracle, showers of anointing. Every yoke in your life is broken tonight in Jesus' name. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It's going to perform healing. It's going to perform deliverance. It's going to give salvation. It's going to give freedom. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish in your life. It shall accomplish in your family. It shall accomplish in your place of work. It shall accomplish in your business. It shall accomplish in your ministry that which I please. What pleases Satan is canceled. What pleases your enemies, they want to see you fall, all that is canceled. What pleases the enemies of your progress, and they say he will not make progress, is too late. The progress has come to stay. Because it will accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. He sent his word. He sent his word. And it will prosper in the thing which he has sent. Look at Mark chapter 16, and I'm reading from verse 15. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. Every creature will enjoy the benefit of the gospel when they hear that gospel. And it's coming to you today. Gospel of salvation, gospel of healing, gospel of deliverance, gospel of grace, gospel of power. I lost an amen from that corner. that gospel that comes to every creature tonight, there'll be an accomplishment. Look at verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Thank God I am a believer. I'm a believer in the Almighty God. I'm a believer in the God that created the heavens and the earth. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ that remains yesterday, today, and forever. I'm a believer in the Holy Ghost, in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm a believer in all the promises of God. And then it says in verse 17, look at this. This one is mine. I said, this one is mine. I said, this one is mine. Nobody will take this one from me. You didn't say that for yourself. Nobody will take this one from me. You get it tonight. You get it every time in Jesus' name. And these signs shall follow. And these signs shall follow. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take off serpents. If they drink any deadly sin, it shall not hurt them. Nobody will kill you before your time. In the village, nobody will kill you before your time. In the town, nobody will kill you before your time. In your office, nobody will kill you before your time. In the dream, nobody will kill you before the time. If you drink any deadly sin, it will not hurt you. They try to give you in the dream, you know something. You know, if somebody cannot give you something in daytime, in life, and then he's waiting for when you are asleep, that one is a coward. A coward that comes to meet you in the dream. He knows you are sleeping, but you know, even when you are sleeping, there's a hedge of fire around you. I sleep, but my spirit is awake, and your spirit will reject every poison in the dream in Jesus' name. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And then look at this one. It says, and they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Tonight, you recover. Tonight, I recover. Say, tonight I recover. So in verse 19, then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. What's he doing there? He's making intercession right now as he's on the right hand side of God. What's he doing there? He's saying to the Father, every word I gave the church must be fulfilled. That's what he's doing there. And tonight he's watching over us. And tonight he's saying yes to all his words that we're quoting. And tonight he's saying yes to all the word that is coming to you tonight. And he's watching over that word. And tonight you got it. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. Is the Lord healing you tonight, walking with them? Is the Lord delivering you tonight? He's walking with us. Is the Lord that is setting you free tonight? He's walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word in your life with signs following. Signs are going to follow tonight. You will see your sign. I said you will see your sign. If you are lame, you'll jump up and walk. If you are blind, you open your eyes and see. If there's anything, any medical report you brought in here, we're going to neutralize that medical report tonight. Everything they said is impossible in your life, the God of all possibilities is here tonight, is going to make it possible. Number one is the proclamation of your healing and health. Number two now is the prescription for your healing and health. The prescription. If you've come across, a good doctor before, and then they do medical tests, and they see what is there, they make prescription. and they give you this, they say, use this once a day. And once you use this, according to the prescription, the doctor will say, I am sure this sin will go. And then you come back in 1 week, and then you come to show yourself for a proof that this prescription actually works. And then you go, you take the thing in your hand. And then after you've gone faithfully, if they say 7 o'clock in the morning, you use that thing before breakfast, you do. Second day, third day, fourth day. And then by the time you come back, you are well. I said you are well. If your face is still looking like, what happened? The doctor will ask you, did you follow the prescription? And then you say, actually, okay, I understand. You didn't take it as serious. You will start the prescription now. You know, doctors don't fight with patients. They say, you will take it again, but God's prescription, you'll take it today. And that prescription will work in your life. What's the prescription? Look at Exodus again, chapter 15. And I'm reading from verse 25. Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. And said, if thou wilt, this is your own decision, and this is your own part. If thou wilt hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, that's the prescription, and do what he has told you to do. That's the prescription. What is right in his sight. And give ear to his commandment. And keep all his statutes. That's the prescription. Then he says, I will put none of the diseases upon you. Very simple. And that's what you're doing now. You came and you're hearing the word of God. And you're giving attention, and you're giving ear to what he's saying. And as you give ear to what he's saying, when we say, rise up, let us pray, you give ear to that, to rise up, and then pray in the name of Jesus, no other name. And you pray in the name of Jesus, that's the prescription. And as you follow that prescription, I'm telling you, this one, it never fails. This prescription never fails. I rejoice with you tonight, you got it. I said, you got it. What do you get tonight? Miracles that are verifiable. What do you get tonight? Well, we'll see it together. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. I'm reading from verse 25. Exodus 23, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. It says, you will serve the Lord your God. You know what God is saying? God is saying, I created you. Satan did not create you. So you will not serve Satan. I will not serve Satan. I created you. Idols did not create you. You will not serve idols. I will not serve idols. I created you. Evil powers did not create you. I will not make any covenant with evil powers. It says, if you will abandon all those you surpass in your life, and you'll not allow anybody to usurp your skill, usurp your authority, and usurp your life, ye shall serve the Lord your God. Whom are you going to serve? Who are you serving? That's the prescription. That's the prescription. It says, if you serve the Lord your God, it says, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. From the midst of thee. It's like, you know, the way somebody looks at you, and then your face is all right. Your hands are all right. Your standing is all right. You look good, and you say you are sick. You say, the sin is inside me, inside my lungs. It's inside my marrow, the marrow of my bone. It's inside my kidney. It's inside my brain. I feel it is walking all over. It's inside. God said, every sin inside that is not health, that is not healthy, is going to take everything away. I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. It is gone in Jesus' name. I said, your sicknesses are gone. Your infirmity is gone. Prescription. Let's come to James chapter 5. We're looking at the prescription for your healing and your health. In James chapter 5, look at the prescription now. James chapter 5, reading from verse 15. The prescription for your healing and health. In James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. You miss your amen. What kind of prayer? There are many kinds of prayer, but the prescription is, as you want healing, the prescription, not the prayer of doubt, not the prayer of regret, not the prayer of crying, not the prayer of sorrow, not the prayer of self-condemnation. I'm no good, I'm bad. Everybody knows that's why this sickness came on me. Not the prayer of regret, the prescription. Take the prescription, the prayer of faith. I know my God is able. I know my God will heal me. I know my God is merciful. I know my God will not forsake me. And I come, I pray the prayer of faith. I am healed in Jesus' name. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. You're lying on the mat there. We're going to pray the prayer of faith and the prescription, and the Lord will raise him up. You've been on the bed of affliction for a long time, and the doctors have given you up. They said there's no hope, and the prayer of faith shall raise him up. Your neighbors are crying. Your neighbors, they say, this is impossible. We never saw anything like this before. And you yourself, you're lying there helplessly. The prayer of faith, tell me, shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. They shall be forgiven. Forgiveness available tonight. Salvation available tonight. Healing available tonight. Deliverance available tonight. Look at verse 16. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another. What does that mean? Just say, I'm sorry to somebody you have offended. And say, if the person, you cannot do that now because there you're sitting. And the person is not even here. But you tell the Lord, I'm sorry for what I did to that person. And when I see him, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to say, yes, I was wrong. That's all. Confess your faults one to another. And then pray one for another. That's the prescription. And then that ye may be healed. I'm healed tonight. I am healed tonight. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It will avail in your life. My brother there upstairs, it will avail in your life. Sister over there, tonight the prayer will avail in your life in Jesus' name. Number one is the proclamation. The proclamation. Number two is the prescription. Number three, the preservation. The preservation. You know, tonight, the miracle you get will be permanent. You will give testimony. You know, somebody said, you know, if I get something and I talk about it, they are waiting there, they will take it away from me. Who are the day as powerful as Jesus Christ? Who are those people as mighty as Jesus Christ? This one, you will get this one. You will testify about this one. And nobody in hell, nobody in the sea, nobody in the ocean, nobody, any bush spirit, nobody in the community, nobody anywhere will take this away from you in Jesus' name. Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Preservation of your healing and health. You are healthy.
Yes.
I won't see you weak again.
Yes.
I won't see you sick again.
Yes.
You'll stand like a soldier.
Yes.
Walk like a soldier.
Yes.
Run like a soldier.
Yes.
And everything God has created you for to accomplish here on earth, you will accomplish.
Yes.
You will be an achiever. I'm looking at her, the achiever, achiever, achiever. You will achieve in Jesus' name. Hey, look at this, Exodus chapter 15. We're looking at the preservation of your healing and health. The preservation, I'm coming to this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. After your healing, how do you preserve your health? You keep on reading the promises of God. You got it by faith, you'll keep it by faith. You got it through the word, you'll keep it through the word. You got it by saying, yes, I believe my God can never fail. And you keep it by saying, I believe my God will never fail. Your God will not fail you.
Yeah.
I will do that which is right in his sight. That's how you got it. That's how you got it. That's how you're going to keep it. And then it says, and give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which are brought upon the Egyptians. You know, if you are staying with the Egyptians, Egyptian disease, Egyptian sickness is contagious. You stay with them, they'll pass it on to you. You stay with them, you lie down with them, they'll pass it on you. You embrace them, they'll pass it on you. You practice their culture, they'll pass it to you. You practice their tradition, they'll pass it on to you. And you practice their idolatry, they'll pass it on to you. They say it's one of us, it's one of us. You are no more one of them. And so, as you, to preserve your healing and preserve your health, you will not stay with those Egyptians. And then you'll see, I am the Lord that healeth thee. You'll be confessing all the time, he is my Lord, he has healed me, and the healing is going to be permanent. Your healing is going to be permanent. Look at Job. The preservation of your healing and health. Job chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 9. Job chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 9. It says in verse 9, look at this one. Verse 9, it says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. When you were sick, you became weak. You couldn't stand. You don't carry your body. You couldn't carry anything. You were weak. But tonight, that sickness is going.
Yeah.
Tonight, that weakness is going.
Yeah.
And then, you are going to become strong. And how do you keep that strength after the healing? To become stronger and stronger by the day. Stronger and stronger by the week. Stronger and stronger as you move on. So that no more weakness, no more incapacity, or no more debilitating kind of sickness. Everything taken away, stronger and stronger. You keep your hands clean. Thank God your hands are clean. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, you keep everything clean, and you'll be stronger and stronger in Jesus' name. And the righteous shall hold on his way. He that is righteous, he'll not, go into the evil in society, all the bribery and corruption in society. He'll not go into them. He'll be stronger and stronger, and you will be stronger and stronger in Jesus' name. Look at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. I'm reading here from verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes. The promises of God, chew them, swallow them, digest them, meditate on them, possess them, and claim them. The promises of God, the word of God that comes to you. Don't wait for only another power night. Between now and the next power night, all the promises of God, for them in your Bible, claim them, claim them, claim them, and swallow them. That is mine. It says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. And tell me what follows there. Let your neighbors hear. Let your brothers and sisters hear that. Health to all their flesh. Every joint in your body will have this health. Every bloodstream in your body will have this health. Your lungs and your kidneys and every part will have this health. This word of God will penetrate everywhere in your life. And you are going to remain healthy and strong in Jesus' name. Look at this. You must mark this one now in your Bible. What I'm going to show you now. Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33. I'm reading from verse 24, 33, verse 24. This one must be part of your life. It must be your experience. Do you have your Bible there? I said, do you have your Bible there? And have you opened Isaiah chapter 33? Look at verse 24. It says, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. Inhabitants in deeper life. Inhabitants in the church of God. Inhabitants abiding in Christ. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. After the final amen tonight, you will not say, I am still sick. I am still weak. No, it cannot be. I said it cannot be. I bring healing to you in the name of Jesus. I bring deliverance to you in the name of Jesus. I bring power to you in the name of Jesus. I bring renewal to you in the name of Jesus. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Did I hear an amen there? Now, John chapter 5, verse 14. John chapter 5, verse 14. I'm reading John chapter 5, verse 14. It says in John chapter 5, and in verse 14, look at the words of Jesus Christ. It says, afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple. After tonight, where will Jesus find you? After your healing, where will Jesus find you? After the showers of blessing, where will Jesus find you? After your verifiable miracle, where will Jesus find you? He found him in the temple, and he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. If Jesus said so, it is so. If Jesus confirms it, it is right. If Jesus said you are made whole, and then there's nobody, you don't need to go and check up here, check up there, check up there. He says you are made whole. Lo and behold, you are made whole. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe, you are made whole in Jesus' name. How do you preserve that healing? How do you preserve that health? How do you preserve that deliverance? How do you preserve that dominion? It says, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest it was sin come unto thee. Sin no more. You know, some people say, I don't understand that one. You'll understand. You know, sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor checks you up. Before they give you any medication, whatever, they give you a form to fill. And, you know, they say, do you have this in your family? They say, do you smoke? They say, do you drink? They say, do you do this or do that? And you have to fill the form and make sure that you are feeling the right thing so that they will know the cause of the problem. And then you give that form, paper, back to the doctor. He looks at it, he said, we can fix you up. We can settle this one. And after that, yes, he now gives you treatment. And behold, you are well. And Dr. Jesus will make you well tonight. Dr. Jesus will make you strong tonight. And then he says, please come back and visit me. I will go back to visit the doctor. And the doctor has discovered that your lungs are having some problems. And he's trying to clean it up and clear it up for you. But now he says, you know something, you'll have to, I can't do this for you. You have to do this yourself. Drink and smoke no more, lest you die prematurely. The smoking and the drinking has been eating up your lungs and is making you to have this tendency. It's still the first stage. It's not too bad yet. You can still be all right, but drink and smoke no more, lest you die prematurely. That's what Jesus is saying here, that sin no more. All those things of the night, all those things of the devil, all those things that will put you in the hands of Satan directly, and Satan will say, he has come again, knock him down. You will not go there again. Yeah. They will not be able to knock you down anymore. Yeah. And so you check up your life. He says, see no more, lest your worst thing come on you. Better things are coming in your life. Yeah. Greater things are coming in your life. Happier things are coming in your life. You remain well in Jesus' name. I will remain well. I said I will remain well. The preservation of your health and healing. Look at 3 John. I'm reading from verse 2. 3 John, reading from verse 2. I'm waiting for you. I've opened it already. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. This one is for you. Say, this is for me. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. You will prosper. Anybody that says you will not prosper is a liar. Jesus said, you will prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Number one, look at this. And be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul is the center of your life. Your soul, your spirit is the center of your life. It says the condition for your body to retain that health is that your soul will be well. Your soul will be linked to God. Your soul will not accept any sin of sin, any sin of evil. And number one, the work of your hands will prosper. Number two, your body will remain well. Number three, your soul will prosper in Jesus' name. Number one, the proclamation. The Lord is telling you tonight, proclaiming you to you tonight, he will come and heal you. That place where you are is your hospital tonight. Spiritually, the Lord will touch you. The Lord will heal you. Number two, the prescription. Pray in the name of Jesus and believe that once you mention the name of Jesus and we mention the name of Jesus, it is done. And he will send his word to you. He'll make you well. And after the healing tonight, because I know you are getting it tonight. I'm getting it tonight. I'm getting it tonight. Whatsoever you say will be fulfilled for you. After that, make sure that you keep in the midst, in the center of the will of God. And God will maintain that healing in your life. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 7. Matthew chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 7. And Jesus says unto him, I will come and heal him. Where is that him there? Where is that her there? He'll come and heal you. I said he'll come and heal you. Look at verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, Speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Your servant shall be healed. Oh, you say, I don't have any servant. Yes, you do. Your hands, that's your servant serving you. Your legs, those are your servants serving you. Your nose and throat serving you. Your head, your brain serving you. Every part of your body is for the service of your body to take you from here and take you here. To take you to the mountaintop. You are going there. And everyone, everything that serves you, all the members of your body will be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. That's all we need tonight. And the word is sent to you tonight, and you are healed in Jesus' name. Rise up and receive. Rise up and claim it. Rise up and possess everything you need tonight. Verifiable miracle, verifiable deliverance, verifiable moving of mountain. Everything you need tonight, open your mouth and tell him, your miracle has arrived. Your miracle has arrived. Your miracle has arrived. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I've heard the proclamation. I've heard about the prescription. I've heard about the preservation. And tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. You are not going to go back as you came. You are weak. You are going to be strong. You were sick. You are going to be well. You were oppressed. You are going to be delivered. You were poor. You are going to be prospered. You were jobless. He's going to provide for you. And the mountain that overwhelmed your life, the Lord is going to take that mountain away tonight. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord. Everything you say to the Lord tonight, he will answer. Everything you say to the Lord tonight, he will answer. Everything you open your mouth to say tonight, he will answer. The proclamation, your healing. The proclamation, your deliverance. The proclamation, your freedom. The proclamation, your forgiveness. The proclamation, your redemption. Is there, is there, is there. Call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever, whosoever, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall receive his miracle. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be totally set free. That's the proclamation. That's the word that comes from heaven. And it cannot go back to heaven void. There's a fulfillment tonight. There's empowering tonight. There is a freedom tonight. There's a healing tonight. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. The word that is sent forth. The word that is sent forth is getting to you there. It's getting to you there. It's getting to you there. It will enter your brain. It will enter your mind. It will enter your bones. It will enter your eyes. The word of power, the word of authority, the word of anointing that breaks every yoke. Is there tonight? Is there tonight? Is there tonight? You cannot escape the miracle of God tonight. You cannot escape the salvation of God tonight. You cannot escape the deliverance of God tonight. Tell him everything you tell him tonight is fulfilled. Everything you tell him tonight is fulfilled. The word is in your mouth. You can break that yoke with the word of your mouth. You can send back that spirit of death with the word of your mouth. What you say on your wife, to be well, she'll be well. What you say on your husband, to be well, he'll be well. What you say and command on that child, to be made whole, he'll be made whole. Tell him, tell him, tell him. is the night of your power. The night of his power in your life. The night of powerful deliverance. And the night of powerful manifestation. It's yours. It's yours. There's a proclamation that has come to you. There's a prescription he has given to you. And there's a preservation he's going to maintain in your life. Your miracle is right there. Open your mouth wide, and the Almighty God will feel it. Receive. Receive. Tell him, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. It's mine. The work has been done already. The healing is being performed already. The deliverance is taking place already. Power, dominion, authority, anointing that breaks every yoke is flowing. It's flowing to you there. It's getting to you there. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. He sent his word. He sent his word. And it reaches every part of your body. Anywhere that pain is, it reaches you there. Anywhere that infirmity is, it reaches you there. You've got it tonight. You've got it tonight. You've got it tonight. Affirm it and it will confirm it. Affirm it and it will confirm it. We speak his word. And that word is sent to you where you have the challenge and the problem. The word of your mouth, let it agree with the word of God that he has sent to you today. The word of your testimony, let it agree. The word of your confession, let it agree. Even your thoughts, let it agree with the thoughts of God and the word of God. Confirmation tonight. In your life, confirmation tonight. Against every sickness, confirmation tonight. Against all the powers of darkness, confirmation of the word of God tonight. It's happening now. It's happening now. It's happening now. He cannot fail. His word cannot fail. Every arrow of the enemy is broken. All the weapons of the enemy that shattered. All the chains, all the shackles that bind you, they're broken. You're free. Declare it, you're free. Affirm it, you're free. Confess it, you're free. Believe it, you're free. Surely, he has borne our grief. Surely, he has carried our sorrows. Surely, he was meeting. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Surely, by stripes I am healed. By stripes I am healed. By stripes I am healed. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Accept it now. Believe it now. Confess it now. Affirm it now. In Jesus' name we pray. I got it. You will not lose it in Jesus' name. Raise up those hands for a confirmation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name tonight. Thank you for your love. You called us together to bless us. And Lord, like the rain that comes from heaven, which nobody can send back, showers of blessing have come tonight upon everyone in Jesus' name. Miracles upon everyone today. Definite miracles. Real miracles. Visible miracles. Positive miracles. Verifiable miracle upon every life tonight in Jesus' name. You said you sent your word and you heal them all. Lord, I pray anywhere there's sickness in the head, on the throat, in the chest, in the tummy, in the joints, in the muscles, in the bones, anywhere there is sickness tonight, I command, come out in Jesus' name. All the manifestations of evil spirit, of evil power, of demonic affliction, of something, bull spirit, water spirit, familiar spirit, whatever is tormenting your people, anybody there tonight, you are cast out in Jesus' name. The irresistible anointing that breaks every yoke, breaks every yoke in your life. You're free. Your brain is free. Your blood system is free. Your kidneys are healed. Your lungs are healed. Tuberculosis, no way again. HIV AIDS, no way again. Cancer, no way again. Be healed in Jesus' name. Whatever is the root cause of defeat and poverty in your life, I uproot that thing right now. You are free. You are blessed. Your soul is blessed. Your body is healed. The work of your hand will prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray every miracle your people have received tonight will be permanent. Your people will be stronger and stronger. And the joy of the Lord will always be their strength. I pray, Lord, you put joy in every heart, happiness in every soul, a song in every mouth, and testimony from everyone. And I pray, Lord, what your people have got, they will not lose. They'll testify about it everywhere. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.